This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Middle East expert Mike Evans, who is the author of many books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, A Carter-Obama Plan That Will Not Work. He's also the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies. He's a WorldNet Daily columnist, and he's been a longtime friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, addressed a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. And Dr. Evans, it's always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Greg, good to be back with you.
Obviously, some very different ideas about what will set the stage for any sort of productive Middle East peace talks between the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel. President Obama saying that a starting point was going back to the pre-1967 borders. Netanyahu saying that's absolutely out of the question, although he says he is willing to deal with the land issue to some extent. How much has the discussion and the framework of this process moved in the past week?
Well, to begin with, the secular media in America completely missed what really happened. You had the resignation of George Mitchell about 2 weeks ago. Why did he resign? He resigned because he told Benjamin Netanyahu that Netanyahu had to come to Washington, D.C., and he had to cooperate with the president's peace plan. He said Netanyahu told him, absolutely not. I'm not going to be participate in a peace plan with the terrorist organization Hamas. Now, Mitchell resigned. And then what Obama did, within 24 hours before the beginning of his trip, Obama announced this 1967 border link, and he did it intentionally. He knew what he was saying. He was trying to provoke the prime minister.
And Mike, there have been many folks who have said that the president may have stated it a little bit differently, but this has been the essential policy of the past few American administrations. Accurate or inaccurate?
Inaccurate. No American president has ever come out publicly and stated that. It has not been the policy of the... I've worked with every prime minister in Israel since Menachem Begin. I'm the guy that recommended Benjamin Netanyahu for his first position when his brother was shot in the back leading the Entebbe raid, and it happened the next night. No, it's not correct. Now, what Obama was doing was playing Russian roulette, high-stakes poker. He knew he was going to the EU. He'd be meeting with the quartet, Russia, UN, EU, etc. They wanted that statement from Obama. He did that to cooperate with them and the Europeans. He knew he was going to G8 this week, and he was going to talk about the Middle East peace process. So basically what he did, he threw the state of Israel under the bus through blackmail. It works like this. When he made that statement, he forced Netanyahu to reject it. By forcing him to reject it, what the president has done is he's brought the Europeans into the PLO camp for the United Nations. The United Nations vote is the reason Netanyahu came here. He was rallying support against it. Right now, there's over 112 countries who have recognized the PA as a sovereign state. The number is 123 in the UN in September. So Netanyahu was trying to stop it. Now, if the Europeans join it, if they join that vote, it'll go over the top. And what the president did was throw red meat to the Europeans to accomplish just like that. It was either, we call it in Texas, fish or cut bait. You're either going to play ball with me, or I'm going to create some serious problems for you, and Obama did it.
The reaction that the prime minister got from members of Congress on Tuesday seemed to be very much in contrast to the position the president holds. Whenever he talked about not accepting those borders from pre-1967, he got a rousing round of applause from just about everybody in the room. There are some Palestinian sympathizers in there as well. But for the most part, even Democrats afterward were saying that the president's gone too far the other way. How much of a significant impact is that?
Well, I think that is significant. But ultimately, it's going to come down to this. People don't understand what's going on in the UN. If the Palestinians can get the General Assembly by a two-thirds majority vote to pass statehood, what they can do is they can file 10,000 lawsuits against the State of Israel everywhere, from the World Court, you name it. In addition to that, they can isolate and demonize the State of Israel. My dear friend, the Defense Minister, Barak, has said this is a tsunami. It is, in fact, a tsunami. The State of Israel will go through unspeakable hell if this is passed. The Europeans could pass it, and Obama knew that. He was basically telling Netanyahu, you're either going to go along with my plan, or I'm going to throw you under the bus. In fact, he did. He threw Netanyahu under the bus, and now he's in Europe kissing up to the Europeans with plausible deniability, and Netanyahu knows if they vote in favor in the UN, Israel is royally shafted.
In that same speech, though, where the president talked about the borders, he also said that he would not support the symbolic vote on Palestinian statehood. Was that contingent on Netanyahu accepting the preconditions for negotiations, or was that a standalone that Israel and others should expect the president to adhere to?
Number one, this is an attorney who speaks out of both sides of his mouth, and what he was basically saying to Netanyahu, you better step up to the plate and accept my peace plan. Now, he in essence was not saying he wouldn't support it. He was he doesn't have to veto it. He can abstain his vote and it'll pass. In addition, there's something else most people don't know. The Security Council cannot stop it if it's a two-thirds majority rule. If the General Assembly votes by two-thirds majority to pass it, they can circumvent the General Assembly under a provision in the law, in the UN regulations. And Obama knows that as an attorney, and he knows the Europeans could push it through. This is called plausible deniability. I say everything my constituency wants me to say, and I seem like the good guy. And then I close the doors with the liberal left Europeans, and I take my knife and I stick it to your throat, buddy, if you don't play ball with me.
Now, the president has said repeatedly, he said in that speech, he said it again at the AIPAC meeting here in Washington Sunday night, that the security of Israel is of paramount importance in this whole situation with him. Netanyahu and others have said that that's inconsistent, obviously, with the previous borders. But how do you merge the two between the president's stated defense of Israel and also what he expects the Israelis to do here?
Jimmy Carter did the same thing, and Jimmy Carter sold the state of Israel out during the Iran crisis, and Roosevelt did the same thing in World War II. And while he was making his nice Jewish speeches, he closed the American borders, and he would not bomb the railroad tracks of Auschwitz because of political expediency. In the State Department, they have a document called the State Department's Complicity in the Murder of 6 Million Jews. This same liberal-left State Department wants to accomplish this. They don't care about Israel, ultimately. Listen, who else is meeting in June? Vienna. The OPEC is meeting, and guess who's heading it? Ahmadinejad. The nutcase from Iran, who I arranged his interview with the Fox News Network in September, he's going to be over OPEC in June 8th, and this is very serious. No, Obama knows what he's doing. He's playing up to the Europeans at G8, he's playing up to OPEC, and he's willing to completely blackmail the state of Israel. This is Russian roulette, high-stakes poker, and it's based upon Palestinian recognition. All the time he denies he's going to do it, he's in fact doing it.
Excellent question, and the big question here, although it calls for speculation, how do you expect this all to play out in the next few months?
I expect it to play out with the two-thirds majority rule in the General Assembly, recognize a Palestinian state, with President Obama saying to Netanyahu, gee whiz, if you had just worked with me on my Palestinian plan, you wouldn't have had to go through this, and I can't do anything about it. Isn't this sad? You didn't help me or work with me. It's complete blackmail. Obama's a clever little attorney, and he knows how to twist words and shape words and turn his does it mean it? And it's going to be a bloodbath at the UN in September if the American people allow this president to dumb them down.
Dr. Evans, very interesting as always. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Greg. All the best.
Thank you. Dr. Mike Evans is a Middle East expert. He is the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies, a WorldNet Daily columnist, the author of many books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, A Carter-Obama Plan That Will Not Work, and he's a longtime friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.